What's up, gang? Welcome back to the Sweat Angel Formula, episode number 15.
He's a little nasally.
Take two?
No, just keep it rolling.
And we're keeping it rolling. All right, guys, so we're back. Every week getting a little bit better at this, hopefully. We've gotten some great feedback from you guys, and we've had some other feedback, we'll just call it. But I enjoy doing this. Do you guys enjoy doing this?
Yeah, everybody's worried about me.
Everyone's worried about Bone from our last episode. Bone was describing her upbringing, which I thought sounded pretty awesome.
It was pretty fun.
Navy SEAL training.
Yeah, she had Navy SEAL training at age 8. So that puts us, yeah, that puts you like 30 years ahead of the rest of us.
My dad told me I would never make it as a Navy SEAL. That's exactly what he told me.
Did that create a burning like desire in your heart to like train harder?
No, I wanted to be a Navy SEAL.
Like Demi Moore in G.I. Jane?
I've never seen that movie.
You ever seen G.I. Jane?
No.
It's exactly how Navy SEAL training is.
They let women in the Navy SEALs like, what, like 2 years ago? Or
I don't think.
Recent?
They have let people.
Yes, they have. And I told my dad, and he was like, you will never make it. And I was like, I'm going to make it just in spite of you.
I don't think they'd let them into the Navy. I think they'd let them do the training.
Right, but no one's ever made him.
Wait, wait, hold on, go back. Your dad told you this 2 years ago as an adult?
Yeah, he said
Or did he say it when you were younger?
No, as an adult.
Okay. Did he just come right up to you out of the blue and just be like, hey, by the way, you're never going to make it? Was this over dinner? Or?
Well, we were watching a movie, and every time I watch a movie with anything about Navy SEALs or, like, people using guns, my dad's like, that's not right. That's not how they would actually do it. So then we started talking about Navy SEALs, and I was like, are women allowed to be a Navy SEAL? And he was like, no. And then I looked it up, and you can. No one's ever made it. And I was like, oh, I'll do it. And he goes, you'll never make it.
So I wonder how far, like, a woman's made. I guess through Bud's training, through the Hell Week.
I think a woman is, she was set to go. I don't know what happened to her.
I
think a woman could. I mean, yeah. I couldn't. I mean, I already know. First off, I can't breathe out of water. Inside of water.
Yeah, the water confidence stuff is probably, would be obviously the hardest stuff for sure, but for anybody. But
I am a Pisces, so maybe.
I don't know how they ask you your horoscope when you enter the Navy.
What's your sign? Gotta be a Pisces.
It's your sign, bro.
I'm going to look it up. I know there's a woman.
All right, we're going to get back to you on on Navy how far SEAL. A female has made it in the Navy SEAL training. That'd be interesting to find out. But we've got a couple things happening in the gym this week. We got our first big shipment of Earth Fed Muscle. They are not one of our sponsors, but they're kind of a sponsor, I guess. They should be. But we can talk about that a little bit more. Chris, if you're watching. So,
is that his name?
Yeah.
Chris Tam.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah, he's the one who's been emailing us. Nice guy. So if you're in our gym and you ordered some of the Earth Fed stuff,
it's not the 15th yet. You
gotta wait. We're gonna make you wait like one more day. But seriously, we're doing inventory right now. We'll have it out to you guys. You know, what is it about the Earth Fed brand that, I don't know, Mike just sort of came on board, you know, not too long ago. What do you like most about it, Mike?
It's pretty all natural and organic, so they don't add anything extra in. So, like, there's no artificial sweeteners or anything like that. It's and a lot of their products, they add ZMA, for example, they have which is a zinc magnesium B6 mix. It helps you sleep. But they have, like, a substitute supplement in there that is more organic and more natural, as opposed to, like, if you go to, like, GNC or if you go to Vitamin Shop, you might have something synthetic in there. And believe it or not, that stuff really affects your body, so.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a big fan of ZMA. I've been taking some, like, Amazon brand ZMA for, probably 6 or 7 months now, and my sleep has never been better. I fall asleep pretty much, and I wake up in the same position. I went to bed at, you know, midnight in. I'm kind of a late going to bedder, but I really like it a lot, and I take a lot of zinc in general just because it's, you know, I'm 41 years old now, and it's really helpful for, keeping your testosterone high at advanced age. Among some other things, but I don't know, I'm looking forward to probably trying that the most. Bone is a big fan of what, the gelatin?
I like the gelatin, but I like the creatine the best. Creatine.
What is it, the taste, or it just makes you hype?
Just I just feel like I get bigger, but I probably
don't. Swelling.
You're swell.
No.
Intro and extra cellular water, huh?
I just feel bigger, and I like it. I don't know.
By the way, shout out to Sarah Lasher. Yeah, we love Sarah. I think one of the that's probably a good thing to talk about is creatine in general. Probably one of the most researched supplements on the market. Probably is it going on like 20 or 25 years now. It's been big sold. Yeah, yours is a little longer than Bone's been alive and Mike. Basically, creatine is it's found in like red meat. It's important for energy production within the cell. So. Basically converts ATP, which is useful energy, ADP, which is not useful energy, back into ATP, which is useful energy, kind of while you're doing your set, while you're working out. So it allows you to get some more repetitions, which in turn can change your ability to, you know, to grow some muscle, just have more productive workouts. So I don't think it does much in the way of just consuming it and changing your muscular size, maybe the intracellular water you're holding. For those of you that are on the fence about this, there's different forms of creatine. There's HCL, there's monohydrate, there's a bunch of other things. There are people way smarter than I that know a lot more than this, but I think it's if you're interested in it, it's designed to do some pretty cool things, so it's worth giving it a try.
It's a cheaper supplement, too. It's not very expensive.
You
get a lot for a little. So.
Totally reasonable. So, and of course, just regular quality protein. Make sure you get enough protein in. Most people, the general rule of thumb is 1 gram of protein per lean pound of muscle mass. If you take like an InBody, we have an InBody machine here, it'll actually do a body scan on you and it'll tell you how much actual pounds of body fat, pounds of lean muscle you have, and you can actually see how much skeletal muscle mass you have on your frame and say it's, fortunately, I'm not up to 100 yet. I've been trying to get to 100 for like a year now. It's not happened. I don't think
Jake's aren't helping.
The Jake's burgers are not helping.
Way back.
Jake's way back burgers. Yeah, I've had it. Thanks
they're
for throwing
not that
in.
Good.
They're not that. They're not great.
They're not our sponsor, by the way.
They're so not our sponsor. So yeah, occasionally, and it's been more semi-occasionally, and maybe more frequently. The last couple weeks.
I'm just curious how your eyes shut and you just appear there with 3 burgers in your hands. Just how does that happen?
I went, my daughter does cheerleading competitively, so I went over the bridge to Annapolis to watch one of her cheerleading things, which was pretty much the closest one she has, just about a month ago. And on the way back, so on the way there I saw Jake, so I knew it was in Kent Island. On the way back I stopped at Five Guys. Sorry, there's a Five Guys burger there, and I love Five Guys.
I don't like Five Guys. They're fresh.
You don't like breakfast food either.
Well, Bone doesn't like anything anybody likes, so we can't trust
your
opinion.
You don't like any Five Guys burgers?
She doesn't like breakfast, but she likes eggs and scrapple, which is not breakfast food, but she likes it.
No, I don't like eggs. I like scrapple. I'll eat eggs. Like, I'll eat anything. I'll literally put anything in my mouth, but I don't.
We're Restaurant 55.
I'm not going to go eat it. I don't like biting into food.
What? Then what do you like to blend it and drink it?
You have to bite it. No, I like
using a utensil.
It has to be ripped off and like a bite. I don't like.
You should see Bone eat chicken wings. Which
with
is
my fingers. Oh my I don't God. Bite into
so,
them. I use
so
my fingers.
So we were at Buffalo Wild Wings. She was a little inebriated, and so she had a. I don't even know. It was like a small basket of boneless or
boneless.
Bone-in.
Oh, don't ever.
Boneless
don't
wings
ever
are what are they? What are they? Boneless wings are, by the way,
they're chicken nuggets.
They're chicken nuggets. No, I had.
So they were bone-in wings, and the waiter gave her the sauce on the side, and she was pissed about that. So she just poured the sauce all over the wings.
Who puts sauce on the side?
And then she eats the wings, right? And there's just buffalo sauce or whatever she was eating all over her fingers. And instead of getting like an alcohol wipe or a napkin or anything, she takes her fingers, she just rubs them all over her white shirt.
My
Post
white
Malone
Post
shirt.
Malone. Shout out to the sponsor, Post Malone.
Oh my God, it's so gross.
How many beers did you have?
not that many. She drove home. Hopefully she wasn't.
Oh my God.
No, it's fine by the end. But everybody was like, why don't, like, I'm eating wings. And they're like, you're so messy. There's so much all over your face. I'm not going
to
wipe off after every wing.
You don't
so
have to.
So everybody kept telling me, you have
shirt.
It all over your face. It's all over your fingers. So I was like,
so
now it's all over me.
You
so
use
care.
A two-handed wing. Everyone uses one wing hand. No one uses two wing
oh,
hands.
Oh, no. Bone goes
no, no,
in
no,
there.
No. I have and to use my fingers. I don't like to bite.
It was extra messy because she poured it on too.
So it was like a lot of sauce.
Yeah, you know, like it's thinner when they actually do it.
Right. Yeah, because no, it was yeah, like they kind of toss it.
Yeah, no.
No, wait. So when you eat wings, one hand or do you use two? I've seen people use two.
No, I
use
two.
It depends on the wing. If it's a if it's like one of the drumsticks, I'll use one. But if it's like the one with the two bones, yeah. I'll break the bone in half and then.
But I don't use two. I don't bite into it. I use this hand to hold it and this hand to rip the skin because I don't like to bite into food.
There's definitely a cleaner hand when I'm eating wings. I'm just saying.
Like, no, both my hands.
Oh yeah, because yeah, it's how you take a drink with the other hand. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I scratch your face. My drink has salt.
Like one of my kids.
God. It's all over my face. I love wings. Get off.
Whatever. I like wings too,
and
but
my
I don't...
Post Malone shirt is ruined, and I'm mad about it. When I woke up,
the good
I was
thing
like,
is, "You have no one to blame but yourself." And it was orange sauce, so it just matches. That's it looks true. Like it was supposed to be that way.
So, what I'm most impressed with wing eaters is the ones that have the two bones and how they put it in their mouth all the way, and they just pull the whole thing out. And
no,
all...
they like break it and no, slide the one. Well, no, they slide the one bone out, and then they. Put
I never
it
slide. I break it in half, and then I stick the whole thing. And I
oh, you pull the one bone out first. Is that how?
Yeah, they like crack it, and like the bone just comes clean out, and then they just put the whole thing. It's so fascinating.
I'll have to try that next time.
Anyways, like Five Guys Burgers and apparently Jake's Burgers because we don't have a Five Guys around here. So
you got three of them in one sitting.
Yeah, I'm a human being. Sorry. I have flaws.
Five Guys fries aren't good.
It's two patties too, right?
I don't get the fries. I had the Five Guys on the way back from the cheerleading thing that my daughter had, and then it was in my system. Like it was – I had to. I was like frothing at the mouth. So, like 2 days later, I found the closest thing. Like, I'm not gonna go to like a Burger King or some other crappy fast food. Some crappy. I just wanted.
I like their chicken sandwich. It's long. They got the long.
I wanted it. Yeah. I wanted the cheeseburger.
Little man.
And I got one. And then I went back like 2 days later. I got two.
Oh my God.
And then
two?
And then I hit rock bottom.
He hit three.
I
hit
three.
I had a big workout that day. I was doing lots of heavy lifts.
I saw him deadlift the next day. His belly, it was just.
Yeah. It's getting there. I was going through some stuff. I was telling Mike, I said, when I got.
Do you eat them in there?
Oh no. I cover up like my sweat angel shirt like low. I've changed my shirt before I walked in.
You have a whole change of outfit.
Yeah, just like the guy I had my sweat angel shirt on when I went in one time and I had like and he came in and I just kept itching myself on purpose so he wouldn't see it. And he kept looking at my hand. I was drawing more attention to it. And I even go wait in the car because they grill them up right there. They're like fresh.
So I never see anybody in there. Ever.
This it's like a lunchtime.
You're a leader
man.
Of fitness, by
but
the way.
Is there...
I know. I'm a human being.
Is there other people
I don't eat them every day, but
there?
If I want one, that's where I'm going to go. What's that?
Is there other people in there when you go in there?
It's in like the worst
Yeah, there's like
town.
Five or six people.
No, there's not.
Yeah, they're all like, they work at Enterprise Rent-A-Car. They work at that weird...
The Firestone,
that weird shopping mall the right there. Yeah, it's a lunchtime thing. Looks like a lot of like used car salespeople in there. Like, you know what I mean? Like the cell phone on the
just
hip here,
men.
Smoking a cigarette outside.
Yeah, just like you know they're hanging out in there. I have an insatiable craving for it, and I just gotta get it out of my system. So, but it's weird. It's maybe I'll skip a meal in the morning and I'll work out and I'm not feeling good and it's just. By the way, don't skip meals because no good decision has been ever made about nutrition after skipping a meal.
Yeah.
So. This is what happened. So probably in the last 30 days, I've been there like six or seven times. So that's a lot for me. God. Yeah. So let's not do that anymore.
I've been to Renner's like six or seven times to get those potato sticks.
What potato sticks?
They're the little potato sticks, and you put vinegar in them, and you shake them up.
So guys, this is a fitness podcast, and we went off on a deep tangent here.
No.
So potato fries.
Why do you put vinegar in this?
It's like vinegar on your fries.
Yeah, it's like Orbach, so, like Thrashers. So anyhow, listen.
They're good.
Everything in moderation. If you're a robot all the time, someday you're just gonna.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, Mike's a robot emotionally, but if you're a robot about everything, I think you're gonna flip out one day and just go off the deep end. So, you know, have a beer occasionally, have a burger, have some vinegar fries from Redner's.
They're so good.
You know, make 80-20 rule. 80% of the time, do the right things. 20%, you know, be a human.
Well, I thought it was the other way. Be a robot
80% of the time. So that's our dieting tip, I think, today.
Don't eat 80-20. Potato sticks.
Yeah, we're only talking about the 20% today. 80% definitely you know, be strict. But
so when you're not eating Jake's Outback burgers, what does the other 80% look like?
The other 80%, do you really want me to get into this?
Yeah, be honest.
So I've had some I've had some sort of self-diagnosed gastrointestinal stuff going on, so I've diagnosed myself with leaky gut, which, of course, I'm not a doctor, but I'm going to say that's it. So I've been eating. I can ask Tiffany. I've been eating a lot of bone broth and soup and some just a few crackers with those, and I have like a protein shake in my evening workout, very low carbohydrate. And then at dinner, I'll have I've been grilling up just some big thick cuts of like sirloin steak and ribeye with some vegetables. And then if I'm still hungry afterwards, I'll snack on like just I had some like oatmeal squares that were like a cereal thing instead of, you know, flipping out and having some bad decision. But that's generally what it's like. And but what do you guys normally eat? I know you're doing something different now. What are you doing?
Keep burping. So I'm just eating a lot of protein and vegetables.
Yeah.
And eating carbohydrates every once in a while. Try and eat like before and after my workouts. I'll eat some carbs, but
like what kind of carbs do you have before and after your workouts?
Very like rice, but not very much rice. Like just enough to get me through the workout.
Like a handful?
Yeah, probably.
Do you eat that right before, like an hour or two, or through, like
when
you
So I can't eat right before because I feel like I throw up. So I have to eat like 2 hours before, and that's kind of when the and your food has to digest too. It's not like you just ingest food and it's and you know available for use. But I try to eat like 2 hours before I work out so I don't feel sick, and then like whenever I can after I work out. So I drink a protein shake after I work out.
Yeah. How about you, Bone? I know you've been. You've been killing it lately, but seriously,
I went off the deep end after I got a Chick-fil-A gift card for my birthday, and I went to Chick-fil-A every night.
I asked Bone if she wanted a coffee on the way here, and she's swore off Dunkin' Donuts coffee because she doesn't get a normal coffee. She gets extra shots of this and that and there, and she just said,
lots of cream and sugar.
It's been well over a month, right? You've been doing it?
Yeah, I haven't had it.
And I can just tell by looking at you, there's been some changes. What about how the...
My double chin. Everybody keeps telling me my double chin is smaller. And keep pointing at it. It's not small yet, but it's...
Like kids do, like where your kids have like no filter. And
no,
just...
grown men. Grown men. Are you losing weight? Like point.
They point to it, they touch it.
I'm like, yeah, right
they ever come
here?
Underhand and try to like do Did one you? Of these? No? Well, that's... Yeah, so I think it's... I think this time of year, today's actually 65 degrees outside. It's... When is it? It's middle of March right now. But I just think that I think people are a little more conscious of maybe, you know, what they're putting in their bodies now and just as a general thing, right? Because it's getting warmer out and people are like, man, the clothes are coming
like
off.
Shit.
Yeah,
can't keep
the cramp.
Wearing this.
Yeah, so yeah, don't put it off until I usually see people right before Memorial Day who are like, hey man, like what do I need to do to get in shape, to get abs in 2 weeks? Like what do I need, like do I need to sweat? Do I need to wear, you know, a rubber suit? Do I, you know, what do I gotta eat? And it's the worst time
those
to start.
Wrestling. My dad used to put me in those wrestling suits to make me run.
It's always therapy for you in here. But, like, how far do you, like, Martin Lawrence? Like, back in the,
your house? Those big black, like, trash bags made me, like, run a mile in it and do, like, yoga in it. Oh, my God.
You pass out?
Oh.
Would
close,
you ever beg to, like, you say, Dad, can I please stop this? And what would he say?
It's too bad. Have you ever seen Holes? Which is like, Grandpa, I'm tired of digging. He goes, well, that's too damn bad.
So, yeah, but definitely, you know, we got a lot more people thinking about what's going on, you know, with their diet, with the warmer months ahead of us. So,
by the way, the Navy SEAL, the first ever woman candidate, dropped out after a week. So she's not helping my case.
Was that 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Oh. Has anyone tried since?
No.
Oh. All right. I wonder how that works, you know, so...
it's only like, one candidate ever.
Yeah, I wonder if... I don't know. Like, I wonder if...
That's
got
to be, like, hard to be the only woman in there.
I wonder if, like, you're discouraged. Like, you know, even if you are, like, just really...
They probably
want to
treat
this.
Him like shit.
Well, I know...
Like, you know what I mean? Like, sort of the culture is not quite there
They're
yet.
Assholes.
You know what I mean?
Well,
yeah.
I think the instructors go after people specifically. Until
yeah.
They, like,
I'm sure
down,
they
like,
broke that... Oh, I don't want to say call her bitch.
Yeah. I'm sure they, like, targeted her right out of the gate.
Well, they...
Right?
Yeah. Well, in war, you do definitely... You want to make sure that, you know, that's not going to happen when
people's
lives
depend on it.
Right.
I mean, they should do
it. Yeah.
But, like, even, like, when they're done training, like, just eating, she's probably like...
But
I'm a period,
never,
and no one
they're,
can
they're
relate.
Never done, they're never done training.
They don't stop and eat.
Yeah,
but
that's,
they do, but
they're still...
But
they
sit and eat with each other. Like, they're probably...
How do
you're
going
to tell me that they don't sit there and talk to each other?
I think the only environment that they're allowed to be without, like, the instructors, I think, is, like, the locker room or something like that when they're changing.
So, yeah, so where is she? By herself? That's depressing.
Yeah, I don't know how that works nowadays, so... But, Anyhow, so we wanted to go over just a couple things here, which was our pet peeves. We had a couple things that were, they can be gym pet peeves, they can be in life, they can be just things that just bug you in general. Like, does anyone who wants to go first on this one?
I got to think.
Let me think of gym pet peeves. Oh, when people write on the rig with a block of chalk.
I think chalk in general is like this. Chalk in the gym, and any gym owner who's watching this right now can
just say, like, you're doing double unders, you don't need chalk.
We got a new guy, right? He's been here for 2 days. He's knocked the chalk bucket over twice.
He's felt really bad about it, though.
But come on, 2 days, twice. Come on.
No, that's
fine. But when people, it's three rounds, and they're like, one, two, three. You can't count to three.
Yeah.
What
are they right on the floor?
Today, there's five rounds.
Oh, my God.
You know, they can't remember 15, 15, 5.
Yeah, it's my favorite part. Yeah, they write the workout down. They transcribe like a facsimile of it just exactly on the floor. Like, it's funny, all the workout yesterday was 12, 12, 12. And
there was a couple of people that asked how many reps.
Yeah, it was 12. It was 12.
Three rounds. That's
three rounds. Three rounds, 12 hand cleans, 12 handstand push-ups, and 12 lunges. So, yeah, people have to write that down.
People use a box to get to their pull-up bar, and they don't put the box back.
Well, that's to me, it's more of a safety thing, too. Like, I've seen a lot of people do, like, pull-ups or even toes to bar, and they've kipped, and they've slipped, and if you have a box underneath you, like, I know that I'm, you know, this is my gym in here, and I don't know, like, I'm always sort of trying to kindly tell people to, like, maybe not do that sometimes, and with, you know...
don't do that.
Yeah, like, there's a way you can go about it where you can go, hey, listen, do you mind, you know, try it this way instead, offer some different suggestions, instead of telling someone to flat out not do something. I mean, there are customers or our members, but, yeah, there's just certain things I've been around a while that I just don't want to see happen, and I can see it maybe three or four steps ahead of, you know, when you see a slow-motion accident about to happen. So, yeah, boxes in the rig, those are... We made some smaller boxes recently, which have been helpful.
Yeah, they still leave them. Erwin, did you put your weights away?
I did not. I'm notorious for not putting my weights away.
And there's chalk prints over your
hands. I did mop the chalk prints. So yes. Yeah, but Logan used my dumbbells from earlier. But
I hate when people pour their protein up there and miss and just leave the protein. Samuel.
one of our staff members, as a matter of fact.
And he just wipes it on the ground. I'm like, I got to sweep that later.
So those of you who don't know,
or Bone, not having a funnel.
Bone does pretty much everything around here.
Make me funnel your protein into your water. Jackson.
What? Yeah. So,
why do you funnel? Why does he
Because he's like,
funnel?
I can't.
Yeah, so yeah.
There's a lot of things he can't do.
Jackson. Jackson. It's always say Jackson. Yeah, so obviously the chalk is sort of a big thing. But, you know, I think it's necessary. I know some gyms don't even have chalk because they don't want it to be a mess.
Oh, I would die.
I would never personally train the gym that doesn't have any chalk. Like, if you are serious about, like,
slipping off the bar.
Changing your physique and the way you know, your strength and getting stronger and really just getting some shit done, do not go to a gym that doesn't use chalk. Like, I get it's cleaner and things like that, but it's just odd to me. You know, I get it.
Your hands get sweaty.
You might have, yeah, I've been to a hotel gym before. It had wood floors and it was like a nice resort. And it was nice in there. It was super clean, but I didn't want to touch anything. You know what I mean? I felt like I was gonna get sweat on it. So, I mean, I think there's a good balance you can have, you know, like a nice clean gym versus one that's functional using chalk. You got to give people a little room to explore, but writing all over shit with chalk is, I don't know, it just confuses me for some reason. What do you got a pet peeve about something?
Oh, when people use the rings and they don't tie them back up. I just keep thinking about stuff.
Wait, the strap?
When they have to readjust the rings and they just leave them and they're uneven.
I like when they wrap the rings
it's just little,
around
oh,
the
they
rig.
Just keep
going up. They're wrapped around. Just you're like, yeah, man, this is someone else's problem later. Don't worry about it.
Hey, just leave it alone.
Yeah. All right, you got one. What is it?
I got lots of pet peeves.
But let's just do, we'll save some for next time, too.
Okay. I think my biggest thing is, what, caps on the workout. We put caps on workouts for reasons. When people want to finish the workout after the cap, like,
what if you're like, so explain
so
what a cap is.
So if it's, you know, if we're doing five rounds today, for example, we're doing 15, 15 and five reps, whatever. And we put a 15-minute cap on it and somebody's on like their last two pull-ups and they want to finish their last three. it's just, we put the cap on it there for a couple of reasons. In the morning, it's not a big deal. In the afternoon, believe it or not, it makes a big difference. So,
oh, with the back-to-back classes,
right,
you mean?
Like, from a coaching perspective, it's a pain in my ass. I'm going to be honest. Well, like, I have to get people in and out within an hour. I have to get them cooled down. I have to get them warmed up. Like,
yeah, so I think that's something you build into a gym's culture too, though, right? Like, you like, I think that if people just aren't – again, if it's something that you're not sort of slowly cultivating and teaching, like, gym members and
right, but
and
there's also a reason we put a cap on a workout. It's not just
right, yeah.
You know, so you yourself. It's
double unders, handstand push-ups, those sort of things where people just it's a skill and they insist on doing it as it's prescribed, which is another thing. Like, workouts that are written with this RX thing with the weights and how much weight you should use. I don't know who decided what weights are. Well, I do know who decided what weights are supposed to be the RX version or the prescribed version. But we always talk about here is the spirit of the workout, what it's supposed to feel like. We always talk about the stimulus, right? And we go, hey, pick something that you can do, like, you know, 6 or 7 in a row, put it down, then finish up the last, you know, like, 5 or 6 reps.
Right. Really, if you choose the right version, everybody should be getting done within, you know, reasonably around the same amount of time. Mm-hmm. If you choose the wrong version or the wrong thing to do, they're going to be finished, you know, 5-15 minutes apart, which
is another thing, and it really sort of screws up sometimes the what we're trying to do here is that people what's the saying? People come for the workout, but they stay for the people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So if someone's still working out for 20 minutes after, you know, the whole class is finished, you don't get to sort of wrap up the group, bring everyone mm-hmm. together, sort of.
And there's exceptions to that too, like Murph, for example. Like,
right.
Murph, we don't put a cap on that. You know what I mean? Like, so and Murph isn't a workout where you can finish 20 minutes after somebody and nobody's gonna have a problem with it.
Right? Yeah, that's a ball buster. You know what I mean? So,
right.
But a 12-minute workout like we had yesterday, yeah. We generally want everyone to sort of pick something. And our coaches are really good here about
mm-hmm.
getting people. Hey, listen, like sometimes some workouts heavier is easier because you get to put the bar down a lot. We say go lighter, go fast. You're going to sort of stay with everyone else, stay within the pack. But
first off, that timer hits, I'm like, I'm done. Bye.
Most people ask,
most,
you know,
people just,
what's the cap? If we don't put a cap on it, we don't actually, they go, like, what's the cap? They're like, because I'm just working for as long as the cap is. And that's another thing. The cap should push you to go. So if you're looking for, you know, if we're not doing just regular strength training or anything else, actually, even if you're doing strength training, it's good to have like a time clock. I just say start a clock.
Yeah.
It keeps your sets, like if you're doing squats and you put a 20-minute clock on there, you know, about every like 90 seconds to 2 minutes, you're hitting a set of whatever you're doing. Sometimes if you don't put a clock on, man, you just meander. You start talking to somebody. So a clock is good. I mean, I definitely – we can get into some more pet peeves. like, I think we go all day. This is – like I said, this is therapy for coaches.
Are there any regular pet peeves?
Like just not let's gym. Do one more and
like,
then and then we'll
wait,
wrap
you
it up.
Didn't tell us what one of your pet peeves is.
Just a quick one.
I'm aware this is not a gym related pet peeve. I cannot stand it when I'm eating at a restaurant and I see somebody who's someone I know.
Are you talking about me?
No, an acquaintance.
I thought you were talking about me.
And they come up to the table as I'm eating and they want to shake my hand. I cannot stand like they're hey how's it going
that's
Mike
awkward, yeah.
And they go they shake first of all I'm eating. I'm using my hands to eat. I don't. They could be coming from the bathroom, from outside. I do not want to shake someone's hand when it's just gross to me. It's
gross. Oh, I thought you meant it was just like in.
Well, shaking my hand while I'm eating at the table. Say that I'm meeting with my wife and kids, and then
you're the president who's coming up to you and shaking your hand.
I don't know. I'm super important. No, I don't know. Like
your Jake's friends.
Yeah, if we go to you're my Jake, my Jake's.
Just dab.
Yeah, they go like that. That's not a dab, is it? What is
yeah.
that called?
It's called like a handshake.
It's like upside. I know what you're talking about. We're white, so we don't know.
Well, like no, where you just I don't know, like anything. I don't want to touch the
dap.
Dab.
Give me dap. Yeah,
dab.
Is that how it's said?
Yeah.
Dab. I always get self conscious when somebody does it to me. I'm like, I'm not gonna do it right.
I don't want to touch my palm to anyone else's palm while I'm eating.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's
just
mine.
Just let them leave it there.
Well, they yeah, always put their hand out. I'm
well,
like,
yeah,
why would
you also don't touch the salt and pepper shakers? So
that's weird.
Truth.
Or the ketchup or whatever else is on the table. You just
First of all, those are disgusting. Okay, when you go to a restaurant, I can't get into this now, but if you're attached to salt and pepper shaker at like a restaurant, especially like a diner.
I would lick one. So wait, I don't wait. Care.
They're, I'm just curious. They're greasy
you,
as hell.
I'm just curious. Do you I'd not eat it. The salt and pepper? What do you do in this situation?
Do you know what they do with the salt
you
and pepper?
You know the answer to that. Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes they spit.
Go ahead. I want to hear you say it.
So I make sure I always don't eat by myself, and I go with my wife or my good friend Mike. Or even bone, and I have them.
Not a good friend.
Well, yeah,
you have
friend.
To sit there, just and you have
and
to
I,
shake
I
it
asked
on
them.
His food,
I asked them to put a little
like,
salt and
he's
pepper
like,
on
oh,
my
yeah,
food.
A little more, a little more, a little more. Oh yeah, that's
keep
good.
Doing that motion.
It's great. People use the bathroom and they come out and they just like they don't wash their hands. I've seen a guy come directly out of a stall before, looks in the mirror, does like his eyebrows and his hair.
You've gotten better. I've seen you touch the salt and pepper shaker.
I don't
but
wash my hands.
Left hand only. It's for like the wing thing. So
I don't wash my hands.
Gosh.
When I come from the bathroom, like whatever.
Yes, you do.
No, sometimes. Yeah. If I'm in here, sometimes I'll just run the sink because people can hear it.
You'll go through the process. You're like, because I care more about what people think of me than actually being clean. Yeah. I don't want them to think I'm a complete psycho. Oh man! All right. Well, I could go on for days about restaurants.
Pet peeve.
But
I don't have pet peeves.
You just told me too about the.
But like the gym ones, but like the regular ones.
Oh, I have tons of.
I just
let
people do whatever they want. All
right, save them for
want.
Next time. We're gonna wrap this up. Again, if you guys like our podcast and you're watching this on our YouTube channel, subscribe to it. Subscribe to our podcast. You can find iTunes. What are the other ones? Google Play.
Yeah.
I'm an Apple guy, so. Whatever else you guys listen to podcasts on, and check us out next time, and follow us on Instagram at Sweat Angel Fitness. So, all right, guys, see ya.